KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with highs around 26. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 12. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, high of 50. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 18.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the legalization of recreational marijuana in the state of Missouri just weeks ago, the big question is how much of that marijuana may be trickling over to the state of Kansas, as law enforcement in the area reports.
Still early. That law just passed recently, and we know that there are people who are probably purchasing in Missouri and bringing it across state line, but we've not seen a spike or an increase.
That's John Lacey, the spokesman for the Overland Park Police Department on KSNT News, where he says right now they haven't focused much on it, but they still need probable cause to pull an individual over that's crossing state lines.
We have to have probable cause. In other words, they have to be speeding. They have to make an illegal lane change, things of that sort.
Finally, he goes on to say that as of right now, they're focused on major issues, including crime and robberies, along with shootings, as opposed to trying to regulate marijuana.
We're here to catch murdered robbers and rapists, things of that sort. Those are really a priority for us. Not saying that the marijuana is not a priority.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 2023 T-219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per 1,000 finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire at Wednesday.
Washburn University has announced that they are holding a silent film weekend for the annual Kansas Silent Film Festival that kicks off on Friday. WIBW reports that the Kansas Silent Film Festival runs between 1:30 to 10 p.m. on Friday and 9 a.m. to 10:30 on Saturday with free admission, where organizers of the event say you're in for a treat.
It's all silent movies, all old silent movies from 19-teens, from the teens to the 20s, and they're supported by live music. So everybody, you know, who comes in and sits down and watches, somebody is going to play music for this film.
That audio from WIBW, where he says that anyone who goes and watches these films are pleasantly surprised.
Easily, because I've had more people walk up to me afterwards and go, I had no idea somebody was playing live for this entire, you know, piece, this entire two-hour film or an hour-and-a-half film or something like that. And they go up and can, you know, congratulate them, talk to them, you know, talk to the musicians afterwards.
Mid-America Network News.
Spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The county commissioners for Greeley County, Nebraska, ended up tabling a wind farm project earlier this week after individuals of the community gathered at the courthouse to discuss the potential wind farm project from NextEra Energy. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the representative showed up to the meeting as well to talk about the proposal and the benefits that the wind farm would have for the county. At the end, however, residents of the community and the county commission all agreed to table the motion until their next meeting on March 28th. The potential wind farm proposal would see 41 different sites across the county, with three alternate sites erecting 3 miles west of Greeley, Nebraska, with the funds from the wind farm set to go back into the county through the road infrastructure, tax revenue, and funding for Cedar Valley schools. Many members of the community that showed up to the event were able to give their input and their opinion regarding the wind farm, with concerns about the effects on the rural community, the farmland, and other issues. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network. Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP-NOW for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. State Senator Elaine Bowers, a Concordia Republican, is filed for re-election to represent the 36th District, which includes a portion of Marshall as well as all of Washington County. The primary will be in August, the general election in November. Kansas Department of Transportation is now accepting applications for the spring round of the agency's cost-share program, which provides financial assistance to local entities for construction projects that improve safety, leverage state funds to increase total transportation investment, and help both rural and urban areas of the state improve the transportation system. An informational webinar on the program will take place Thursday, March 2nd at 10:30. The application process will be discussed and attendees can ask questions. Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a boil water advisory for the city of Corning public water supply system in Nemaha County. The annual Baileyville Benefit, a basketball and volleyball tournament fundraiser toward medical expenses this year of four local residents, is this weekend. This year marks the 41st year of the effort, which is coordinated and operated by volunteers and includes a large raffle and auction of donated items. Basketball and volleyball games are played at Nemaha Central and Seneca, which were begun four decades ago at the B&B High School and have generated millions in donations toward different individuals and families in need each year. Hiling Community College Western Center at Baileyville is hosting a career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 to 2. Over 35 businesses and organizations offering a variety of available jobs and services. The event is open to the public, so stop in and check out career opportunities in this area Thursday, March 2nd from 9 to 2. Contact Highland Community College Western Center for more details. Axtell Community Effort will be the focus of our public affairs program this weekend on KNDY, as James Shaughnessy highlights a number of recent businesses established and improvements in the Axtell community.
First and foremost, the grocery store, which just got built. And we used to have an older grocery store, and it was old and outdated. And so, you know, the community got together and tore the old one down and raised money and did it in such a fast fashion. And you know, the grocery store, like I said, that's the most recent. And then we've got, you know, a new two-bay car wash. And then, you know, years ago, we needed a new bar and grill. And what do? We tore down the old one, and then we built a new one, call it ACES, which stands for Axtell Community Effort, ACES. So I don't know if it's not real public knowledge yet, but they're in the early stages of building a state-of-the-art fitness center and weight room. So the AEDC has an opportunity, an incredible opportunity in my eyes. It's for a daycare provider grant. They also have the tear down and build up programs for, you know, old buildings, old houses. They have micro loans for the actual businesses to start within the town. AEDC has been just tremendous on what they put forward and what they continue to do to try to, you know, lure more young, you know, people and even businesses within the town of Axtell.
Join the public affairs program on KNDY Saturday morning at 7:10 as the conversation includes an effort underway in the Axtell community to develop additional housing.
A lot of young business owners within the town of Axtell that has taken over, you know, Tyler Jones over at Eagle HVAC and Plumbing, and then Brad Brockstrom at B&D Buildings, you know, he's been integral in all of it. And then James Kroger over at the Lumberyard. They've got together, you know, James and Brad have got together and decided, you know, there is a need for this housing. And then they're trying to, you know, build up new houses. They're building some spec houses because people, you know, continue to move back and move to Axtell. So we have to have housing to accommodate, you know, those young families and those people moving back. So there are houses being built as we speak, and we'll be ready before you know it. Anytime there's a vacant lot or, you know, an old house needing to be teared down, there's been a few houses that have been torn down by individuals, and then that's where they're, you know, building new houses, spec houses, and built to custom order and everything.
Adam M. Miller, age 31, of Morroville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Morroville Christian Church. Visitation Friday, 4 until 7. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 6 at the Presbyterian Church in February, with the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home of February in charge of arrangements for Adam Miller.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fish Fry this Friday at St. Gregory's Catholic Church Hall in Marysville, serving 5 until 7 p.m. Fish, scalloped potatoes, coleslaw, and desserts. Dine in or carry out available. Fish Fry this Friday, serving 5 until 7 p.m. at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Still staying cooler today, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid-20s and mid-30s. Clear and chilly overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper teens. But warming up throughout Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid-20s and upper 30s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers on Sunday, otherwise partly sunny and breezy with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Southwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then more showers and thunderstorms are likely throughout Sunday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Southwest winds still between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Sunshine but staying breezy throughout Monday with our highs in the lower to mid-50s. Northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. And clear Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. North winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late February 48, record high on this date 82. The average low 25 and the record low 15 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:14, sunrise in the morning at 7:08.
Folks in northern states will soon be watching for the return of the American robin, but some of them never went away. We will explain next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 24th, the 55th day of the year. Apple co-founder Steve Jobs was born on this day. Folks in the northern states are anxiously awaiting for those harbingers of spring, the American robin. What many don't realize, though, is that many robins have been around all winter long. Some flocks hunker down in brush and thickets, surviving on insects, grubs, and whatever fruit they can find. Only when the ground thaws do we see them hopping through our lawns and gardens in search of worms. Want to create a winter refuge for robins? A wildlife garden with American holly, winterberry, cranberry viburnum, and other fruit-bearing shrubs is a good way to start. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime here at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the regular season of college basketball is almost over with just about a week left and roughly three games for most of the teams, but they are back in action this weekend as the number three Kansas Jayhawks are back at home taking on the West Virginia Mountaineers on Saturday with tip-off at 3 p.m. The Jayhawks are coming off their victory on the road earlier this week against the number 24 TCU Horned Frogs, 63-58. As they have climbed back to the top of the Big 12 Conference. It is 1 week left for the regular season for the Jayhawks with a game on Tuesday again at home against the Texas Tech Red Raiders and their final regular season game on Saturday next week on the road against the Texas Longhorns. The Kansas State Wildcats are also back in action this weekend as they are on the road back down in Oklahoma taking on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Their tip-off on Saturday at 1 p.m. They're coming off their victory on Tuesday this week against the number 9 Baylor Bears at 75-65. After this weekend, they come back home to take on the Oklahoma Sooners on Wednesday. Mid-American Network Sports.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Major League Baseball is officially underway for the 2023 season with the spring training games officially kicking off for the Kansas City Royals. Game number one for the Kansas City Royals is against the Texas Rangers, as it's a two-game series on Friday and Saturday before they take on the Seattle Mariners. The regular season for the Royals kicks off on March 30th with a three-game series against the Minnesota Twins at home at Kauffman Stadium. In other news, now that football season's over with the Super Bowl victory from the Kansas City Chiefs, Netflix has announced that the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes will be one of the main subjects of their new series. KAK News reports that the Netflix series will be titled A Quarterback and will be a docu-series following the 2022 NFL season. The show is expected to feature Kirk Cousins, Marcus Mariota, and MVP and Super Bowl champion Patrick Mahomes. They see the series is set to feature, quote, unprecedented access from behind the scenes and for first time ever, players that were mic'd up for every game, and is set to be released on Netflix in the summer of 2023. Mid-American Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Tickets start at just $150, but act fast. Tickets increase starting March 16th.
Your Wildcats are champions of the Big 12. Go crazy, everybody!
Reserve your seat today for the 2023 season by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Helen Johnson finishes fourth in the state girls wrestling tournament, losing the consolation finals Thursday to Crossland of Santa Fe Trail with a fall in 3:32. And Rose Latta places fifth with a 9-5 win over Blockinger of Goodland. Jenica Hubbard was eliminated first round Wednesday. Boys competition begins Friday. Taven Wilson, Keegan Waters, Carter Trimble, and Dakota Slupionik represent Marysville High School in the state tournament. Thursday night tipped off high school basketball sub-state, Class 1A girls. Axtell over Pike Valley 46-30. Lynn took Wetmore 78-4. Frankfort girls beat Blue Valley 70-35. Clifton Clyde knocked off Washington County 62-52. And Centralia beat Onega 48-39. Friday, it's boys action. 1A sub-state, Lynn at Kansas School for the Deaf, Frankfort at Osborne, Washington County at Blue Valley, Centralia hosting Meredith Zine. Hanover and Axtell are top seeds with byes in the first round. 2A and 3A sub-state basketball pairings released Wednesday. Marysville girls are last seed 5-15 and travel to top seed ACCHS 19-1 Monday evening at 7. Second seed Nemahal Central will host Concordia. Third seed Minneapolis home to Hiawatha. Riley County plays host to Sabetha. Winners advanced semifinals at Marysville. Marysville boys, 18-2, are second seed to undefeated Sabetha. Bulldogs host 7th seed Hiawatha, 4-16, Tuesday at 7. Sabetha is home to Minneapolis with 3rd seed ACCHS hosting Riley County and 4-5 seeds Concordia facing Nemahal Central. Again, winners advance to semifinals at Marysville. In the Horton sub-state, Valley Heights boys, 9-10, are 4th seed and host Riverside, 6-14, Monday at 6. Top seed is Jeff County North, 2nd seed Horton, 3rd seed Valley Falls, 6th seed Pleasant Ridge, 7th seed Jackson Heights, and 8th seed Republic County. On the girls' side, Valley Heights, 13-8, is 5th seed and tips off at Pleasant Ridge, 13-7, Tuesday at 6. Top seed is Riverside, 2nd seed Jackson Heights, 3rd seed Jeff County North, 6th seed is Valley Falls, 7th seed Horton, and 8th seed Republic County.
Using the right size tool for the job can help extend your time in the garden and reduce muscle pain at the end of the day. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Avoid handheld pruners that are too heavy or open too wide for your hand size. Those with a spring action return help reduce hand fatigue. Corona Tools recommends measuring the height and width of your hand to help you select the right size pruner. Measure the width across the palm at the base of the fingers. Next, measure the height from the middle of the base of your hand to the tip of your middle finger. They recommend a 1/2-inch pruner for those with small hands less than 3.5 inches wide and 6 1/4 inches high. Consider purchasing a 3/4-inch pruner if your hands measure 3.5 to 4 inches wide and 6.5 to 8 inches high. Those with larger hands should do fine with a 1-inch handheld pruner. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
You've heard of Colonel Sanders' special chicken recipe. In fact, some of our favorite foods and drinks have secret recipes that date back decades. Today's stop is no different. It's a place turning out a product that has people coming from far and wide. I'll share that story with you on this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
If you come to Wahoo, Nebraska, you'll find the Wahoo Locker, which is home to the world-famous Wahoo Wiener.
The recipe goes back many, many years, probably to the early 1900s, but I was given that recipe verbally by one of the old owners of that recipe.
Charlie Emsweiler is the owner of the Wahoo Locker.
He gave me that recipe, and he said, let's make a batch like I used to make them. And I said, well, let's do it. So he showed me how, and then I have two kinds of Wahoo Wieners now. The old-fashioned, which is that old original recipe, and then the Wahoo Wiener that I developed the recipe for, that's more of a traditional today's wiener flavor kind of thing.
And this recipe and resulting product is a bit like Colonel Sanders cooking chicken. The exact process is a secret.
Yeah, it's not publicized. There's not a lot, I'll put it that way.
But there's something about it that keeps people coming back, then, I'm guessing.
It's got a special flavor. Yeah, it's a flavor all of its own. You won't find it anywhere else.
Charlie's children are today a part of the business. Connor Emsweiler says he's really never known a time that he wasn't involved in this type of work.
We grew up around it. We didn't have babysitters when we were young. We just worked at the store. It was way smaller back in the day. I don't know. I just always enjoyed it. It's fun to satisfy people. You know, they like the product and the joy they get from it. We're taught by the best.
There are a few other reasons people drive from states away to this locker. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Wahoo, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McCray.
Identifying animal tracks provides you with a unique way to observe wildlife. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You can tell what's around, what their habits are, and maybe solve some mysteries as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Wild critters around our place. I don't always see them, but they give themselves away by leaving their tracks in the mud or snow. I've learned what animals the tracks belong to by taking photos and then looking at a guide to compare. Jason Knight teaches wildlife tracking classes at Alderleaf Wilderness College in Washington State. He says one way to start identifying animal tracks is to have a good field guide with pictures, because there are certain clues to look for.
Some of the things you look at right away is the overall shape of the track. Is it round? Is it oval? Teardrop shape? Is it blocky? When you count numbers of toes, does it have four toes in the track? Does it have five toes? Are there claws showing or are they not showing? What is the shape of the heel pad? Canines have a real triangular-shaped heel pad, where cats have a trapezoidal-shaped heel pad.
As you get better at tracking, Knight says you'll be able to unlock more information, such as was the imprint created by an older or younger animal, or a male or female. You may also want to know when the footprints were made. Knight says you can age tracks by keeping a record of the weather.
If you know when it rained, you can look at a track and say, did it come before or after the rain, based on whether you find marks of raindrops inside the track. So if you know which way the wind was blowing, when a strong wind came through the area, if you can see debris blowing into the track. You also look for the amount of moisture that was on the ground when the track was made. In the morning, we get dew and there's a lot of moisture, and so tracks will be a lot more clear when they're made in the morning time.
You might not see any tracks, so learn to recognize other signs animals leave behind, such as scat, markings on a tree, or evidence of feeding. Learn more about deciphering animal tracks at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I was told that each of us is here for a purpose, including me. I believe God has given each of us a purpose in this life. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Your life is filled with choices. How to spend your time, how to use your money, and what to do with your unique talents and abilities. As the saying goes, so many choices, so little time. And here's one way your purpose comes into play. When you know your purpose, it becomes easier to make choices. You can confidently make decisions that help you live your life calling. This is true for your finances, too. Your financial decisions will either help you live out your purpose or they will distract you from your purpose. This is true for financial decisions you make for today and tomorrow. So when it comes to being wise with money, let your purpose, God's purpose for your life, guide you every step of the way.
Farmland is one hot commodity these days, as you'll hear next on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high-accuracy planting systems to right-spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Are you fed up with high prices for crop inputs? Then try the name your own price method of buying crop protection products through the FarmTrade.com model. FarmTrade.com matches you up with reputable sellers who will deliver to your operation at the agreed upon price with savings running up to 20% or more. Farmers have enjoyed the benefits since 1998. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Whether it's to buy or rent, farmland is in demand. Two Indiana-based farm real estate company leaders talked about this volatile market at the recent Purdue University Top Farmer Conference. Rex Schrader of Schrader Real Estate and Auction Company says there's always some risk in the farmland market, just maybe not as much now.
As a diversification tool, farmland is not viewed as having the difficulties to invest in like it was years ago. And so there is always going to be this underlying investment interest at a higher level compared to what we used to see.
Howard Halderman of Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management says high farmland values are definitely heating up the rental marketplace.
We had some bids this year that start with a five. Say your best land in Indiana is renting for three. That's where I think there's room for that to jump up more quickly than what land values do in the survey, because it's actually reflective of what's happening out there in the marketplace.
With strong commodity markets, Halderman expects land rents to continue to rise.
If you take 210 bushel corn times $6, which is kind of where we were, that's $1,200, $1,300+ an acre in total income. There's going to be some increased pressure on land rents.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville at 907 Broadway and at Beatrice at 115 North 6th Street.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, food prices took a significant jump in 2022, as we know. At the USDA's Ag Outlook Forum, Spiro Stefanou, administrator of the Economic Research Service, said the spike was the largest in several decades.
In 2022, food prices rose 9.9%. That's the highest annual rate since 1979. These price increases were driven by sustained increases across all food categories. Between this past December and January, food prices increased again about 0.7%. So still climbing, but it's decelerating.
McLaughlin and research economist with ERS talks about takeaways from their findings.
First is this was a very high level of inflation. It's the highest level of food price inflation since 1979. This isn't attributable to a single price category or group of categories, but rather was driven by price increases across the board. Prices didn't decrease for any category. Beef and veal decreased the least at 5.3%.
McLaughlin says prices will still be going up, but at a slower rate than last year.
We still expect prices to increase, albeit at headline levels typically lower than last year. However, a substantial uncertainty persists, particularly for some of the subcategories of food like eggs that have been going through recent periods of high volatility.
If you want more information, just go to ers.usda.gov. Of course, most of the information you need is simply with your checkbook or with your checking account, huh? All right, let's look at your ag news for this Friday, February the 24th. It is Friday. Thank goodness. Hope you have a fantastic Friday. We will keep you up to date with the latest in ag news right here. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 23T219, MSRP 63905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per 1,000 finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire at Wednesday.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Kids like to play in the dirt, but a high concentration of lead in the soil could be harmful if they ingest it. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Paint and leaded gasoline aren't used anymore, but once lead is in the soil, it stays there. Exposure to lead can have serious health effects in children who might ingest that soil or fruits and vegetables grown in it. Andrew Margonaut is an assistant professor of soil science at the University of Illinois. He says all soils naturally have some lead, which is measured in parts per million from 0 up to about 2,000. Most are 15 to 25 parts per million. The health risks depend on the lead concentration.
This is what the US EPA calls a threshold of action if there's bare soil and there are children present. 400 part per million in a exposed soil is the threshold at which you need to do something. And that typically means cover up that bare soil to reduce the pathway of direct exposure, meaning kids eating dirt, or if you're a farmer, as you till, breathing in those dust particles.
He says if soil testing shows a high lead concentration, there are a few ways to help mitigate the risk.
So the first is you increase soil pH. The availability of heavy metals depends on pH. In general, as the pH goes up, they're less available. A second option is to bind up those metals with a binding partner, and in that case, it would be phosphate. Third one would be to use a organic matter input like compost. And compost, it appears, is emerging as an effective way to mitigate the availability of heavy metals like lead in soils.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about lead in the soil and what to do about it at agriculture.com.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Akerlund with you on this Friday. Here's what we're looking at right now. March corn down 8 3/4 at 651.5. May corn 650.5. That's down 8 3/4. Kansas City wheat for March 840.5 is your current price, and that's down 21 1/4. Kansas City wheat for May 833 3/4. That's down 23. March oats at 382. That's up 10 3/4. May oats at 344 1/4, and that's flat. Soybeans for March right now, 15.28 3/4. That's down 5.5. Soybeans for May, 15.19 3/4, and that's down 7.5. Cotton for March, 82.60 is your current price. That's up 19 cents. Cotton for May, up $2.15 at 84.31. Live cattle for February, 164.70. That's down 37.5 cents. Live cattle for April, 164.90. That's down 37.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March, 188.90. That's down 1/4. And feeder cattle for April, 193.40. That's down 22.5 cents. Crude oil for April, 76.26 is your price, and that's up 86 cents. Crude oil for May, 76.37, and that's up 80 cents. Gold for February, 1818, and that's even right now. Gold for April, 1817.20. That's down $9.60. Silver for March, 2078. That's down 52 cents. Silver for May, $20.91, and that's down 52 cents. Looking at Wall Street, well, Wall Street has dropped a lot today due to some inflation numbers. Right now, the Dow down 477, S&P down 62, NASDAQ down 269. That's a look at your markets information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Akin.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Nick Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Nick Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Nick Ford and RustyNickFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 23T219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per 1,000 finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire at Monday.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's not quite time for producers to be bugging out about wheat pests. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Jeff Whitworth, K-State field crop entomologist, gives an overview of updated pest guides from our entomology department here at K-State and shares advice for producers that are worried about winter wheat pests.
In the last 10 years, we came up with some different economic injury levels or different treatment thresholds for some of the pests that we've had some new invasive species. So it should be available through your K-State bookstores. And each local county extension office has 5 issues. But one of the things I might add, it has nothing in there about insecticides. So if you're interested in what insecticides you use, we're trying to answer that with our crop insect management guides. And those should be out by the 1st of March. They are up-to-date information. We always also put a qualifier in there that always check your label. But we've tried to give you some information in those management guides on sampling, what to expect from damage, and that kind of stuff.
Whitworth explains the 3 pests that can cause people to think about early season problems: winter grain mites, army cutworms, and Hessian flies.
Winter grain mites can be in any grass, but they're not noticed. When they do get noticed is when they're in wheat. Generally speaking, winter grain mites, they die off and there's just eggs left over winter. The army cutworm, however, will be out there feeding anytime the temperature's over 45 to 50 degrees. They're really small, so you have to really look. And the Hessian fly is dormant right now. It's in the flaxseed stage. If you have some place in your wheat field where last fall the growers always tell me it looks like it's kind of dying out or has kind of a dark color to the leaves and they're a little more flattened, if you pull those up and you start stripping those tillers, you'll see the little mahogany-colored flaxseed. That's the pupal stage of the Hessian fly. As soon as it starts warming up, the winter grain mite eggs will hatch. The flaxseed will turn into adult Hessian flies, and the army cutworms will continue to grow.
Whitworth encourages producers to evaluate their fields for pests, but to stray away from treating. He also shares concerns about lack of moisture.
Go out and figure out why you had a thin spot in your wheat or your alfalfa. But if it's due to an insect or a mite, it's not time to take action. The wheat's in dormancy. They're not going to feed on it very much, or even if they do, it's not going to cause any problems. It's once these crops come out of dormancy and start growing that we start having a problem. The other problem we're having right now in a large part of the state, we're still short on moisture. If there is an army cutworm problem or if there is a winter grain mite problem, that damage is going to show up even more because those plants are also struggling for moisture.
That's K-State field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth with insights on updated pest guides and his advice for producers that are worried about winter wheat pests. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Yeah. się Karolina, bo ja do goście. Już ja się nie wrócę, już ja się nie wrócę, bo już na moście. Już ja się nie wrócę, już ja się nie wrócę, bo już na moście. Już ja się nie wrócę, już ja się nie wrócę, bo mi już na moście. Już ja się nie wrócę, już ja się nie wrócę, bo mi już na moście.
KNDY, one of the original classic country stations in America, and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.